This is a Clark University podcast.
RFU contains grown-up themes and occasional coarse language when they get carried away. Please take care while listening.
Hi friends, this is Hugh Mannin, Clark Screen Studies professor and one of the co-hosts of this show. I'm happy to share that RFU will indeed be back with a small handful of new episodes later this spring. To tide you over until then, we're sharing a recent conversation we had over on Clark's other, less important podcast, Challenge Change. There, we talked about a few of our favorite films from 2023. We were supposed to talk for like 10 minutes, and the conversation ballooned into an easy 60. So what you're about to get is the extended version of what was supposed to be a much shorter podcast. So here's a slightly expanded version of our discussions about 2023's great and powerful film Bottoms, directed by Emma Seligman, written by Seligman and star Rachel Sennett, and the ridiculous and ridiculously fun film Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, directed by Christopher McQuarrie, written by McQuarrie and Eric Jendrenson. Please enjoy.
This
is Recommended For You.
For You. For You. A podcast where Clark University Screen Studies professors
watch and discuss films suggested by
the
community.
First up, our top film of 2023, Bottoms.
I can't believe they're letting you guys start a fight club.
No, they're not. We are not.
What are you talking about? We're gonna do it. We're doing it.
PJ, I wasn't being serious.
Josie, did you see the way that Isabel and Brittany were looking at us?
Ugh.
Also, you heard the announcements. Girls are terrified. It's perfect. They need this.
Okay, no. They need, like, mace, maybe. We can't do that, okay? We'd be misleading them.
Guys do that all the time, okay? That's the point of feminism.
That's not the point of feminism. You also don't care about feminism. Your favorite show is Entourage. You're missing the point. I don't really think I am.
I love and adore Bottoms. Its originality comes from its knowledge of film history and its knowledge of like genre film history in particular. So it is in deep dialogue with like the teen comedy and the rom-com, action movies and epics and detective films. It's in such control of its chaos, delivering these various genre pleasures. Doing it with the stupidest of genres really, really tickles my funny bone.
It's like it's being playful in a way that truly appears to not care, yet all those ducks are in a row. Like all the references are just exactly on point. It's a film that kind of has the sharpness of someone in their 20s or early 30s. Just like the facial expressions on the characters, they're just perfect, right? You'll see two characters on screen, somebody says a line off screen, and Ayo Adibri's eyebrow goes up, or they look off the screen in a certain very particular way and eyes dart around, and it's just magic. And it's not coachable, it's not teachable. What's great about the film is completely unplannable.
It's obvious, yes, with the performances that like they're brought in and like also set free within a structure. And I'm teaching slapstick comedy right now. I love Charlie Chaplin. That was his mode of production too, when he finally got in the groove and had total creative freedom. It's like plan, 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 and then like play, play, play.
You know, it reminds me of listening to like a really dense record that you like, where you have to listen to it again, because if you watch one of them, you're missing what the other three are doing the whole time. Or yeah. If you miss one interaction, if you're watching one interaction, you're missing four others. And there's just kind of this balancing act that's being taken on, while also the density of the jokes being delivered reminds me of like a Tina Fey thing, or like it's like 30 Rock or like Kimmy Schmidt or something. It just is constant jokes. Like you can't catch your breath. If this is something that touches your sense of humor, you're not going to stop laughing, which is like really, really great.
The thing about Bottoms that I think is weird is that I've seen reviews online where people say, I don't get it. And I'm just here to tell you, if you don't get it, then you simply have no sense of humor. Like, this is the funniest damn film that I've seen in years. Like, it's just, it delivers the goods. And I don't know what people think funny is if they don't like this film. I truly don't. And not to offend listeners, but what? Like, you think that film's not funny?
There's a close friend who was like, I don't know.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Chris Roble.
Okay, what's always approaching but never arrives? Wait. I know this one.
The clock is ticking, Luther.
Riddles aren't my thing, Benji. What more can I say?
We're running out of time!
There he is. Well, this is too easy.
Sorry to bother you, Ethan. Would you happen to know what's always approaching, but never arrives?
What is always approaching, but never arrives?
Tomorrow.
What?
Always approaching, but never arrives. Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
I definitely want to talk Mission Impossible. I want to talk about, what's the number? MI8?
Seven?
We love Tom Cruise on RFU.
MI7 colon hyphen DR part one?
I love this movie. I think we know from the Top Gun conversation that I love Tom Cruise. And the man knows how to make a movie.
The films are really fun to watch. And I think we're just kind of like, oh, well, what's he going to do next? And he's going to ride a motorcycle off a cliff. He's going to go to space. He's going to go underwater and all this kind of stuff. And it's almost like just like going to a circus. You're not watching it for social realism. And it's not slow cinema. It's the sort of the opposite thing.
Let me just give you my dime store analysis of the Tom Cruise, the late Tom Cruise phenomenon. So he's good in these films, I'll admit it. But he's also a kind of a coat rack that other interesting narrative things, performances, new stars that you haven't seen before, sort of get hung on, and they become part of what makes the film a Tom Cruise movie. So he needs to.
But Cary Grant was that too. I mean, like lots of movie stars are that, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So he's not unique in that, but he's having this late phase success because in part it's the supporting cast that sort of buoys these films up. And you saw it in Maverick. I mean, it's not all him. The climax of this film is nuts, right? That thing where he parachutes in the side of the steam train that's hanging off a mountain.
Yeah.
and it's just Deus Ex Machina. Like everything's going to go to hell, and then just randomly at that exact moment, he happens to parachute. It's ludicrous, right?
I was coming into this call being like, Bottoms and Mission Impossible are the same movie. Like, neither of these films, if you're having an amazing time, are you there for the plot?
Yep.
Plot is incidental. We have plots because we're told we need to have plots. That apparently we're not allowed to release experimental cinema in the theaters. Maybe this is the truth of 2023. We are not going to the movies for plot. We are going for these moments, sometimes of revelation, but sometimes of hilarity, sometimes of bodies and spectacle, bodies and movement.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
If you say to the listening audience, if you don't like Bottoms, then you might need to investigate whether you in fact have a sense of humor. Like, it's the same thing here. Like, if you don't like MI7:PT#, whatever.
It's not that complicated.
if you don't like this, then maybe you don't like movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a bet. Like, I bet you can't make a film where the bad guy is just AI cloud. Like, it's just kind of right. And that's literally what they did. And I think on paper it sounds absolutely absurd. And it's like, to me, it's sort of a brave choice because it's like, well, what else is the bad guy in 2024?
Yep.
It is absurd. It is stupid. It is on paper a bad choice. But I think there's a freedom in it. So they're like, well, we take this premise and we appear to be topical in our choice of context.
Yeah.
And yet we're not invested in the questions of AI and where humanity is headed, but instead what sort of set pieces does such a premise enable? I defy anyone to watch those last 10 minutes.
Unhinged.
So good.
The train thing? Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the train.
The train yeah. They just keep dropping off.
One at a time.
Grace, you have to let go. Grace, you gotta let me go. You gotta let me jump across, or we're gonna die. Do you trust me? You gotta trust me or not? You gotta trust me. Grace.
Cinema and trains are peanut butter and chocolate. And this, even though 130 years have happened, we're still doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so.
And some people perfect. Have a peanut allergy, and you know what? It's not for them. Well, and that's fine.
You know, take your Lactaid. I don't know.
The Recommended for You podcast is produced by Andrew Hart for Clark University. Music by Jimmy Jackson. RFU logo by AJ Simmons.
Ah!
Let's get it popping in this motherfucker.